proclamation number 8572 dated the July 28, 1963. God corrects misguided teachings. I only ever merely want to clarify your misconceptions and offer you the purest truth instead, and for that reason I speak to you time and again. And all I ask of you is the serious desire for truth, and the will to think correctly and to be able to distinguish between truth and falsehood. Then the communication from above can come about, and then you humans will live in the light too. However, there is not much will for truth, thus my adversary has great power. He can offer inaccuracies which will not be recognized as such. Subsequently, the human will itself decides to what extent it experiences the right thoughts, the truth. He should always approach me myself in order to receive the purest truth, for even if he is not yet able to hear my words directly, I will nevertheless convey them to him through my messengers when I recognize his sincere will and desire for the pure truth. Because the adversary will constantly want to insert inaccuracies and also deceive those people who think they have true spiritual knowledge, which he will corrupt again and again unless acute care is taken to prevent it. Therefore you cannot be observant, careful, enough, you cannot ask me often enough for the truth. Because I am always willing to transmit the purest spiritual knowledge to you, to let living water flow to you, which is still unpolluted from all additions, and which consequently also helps to heal your soul. Hence you should draw from the source, and even then you should make sure that the pure, healthy living water does not get polluted and come to you in a different condition than it is supplied at the source. My adversary uses many methods to pollute my pure word and people do not notice it. They unhesitatingly comply with him when he attempts to induce them to make changes or alleged improvements, thus offering him the opportunity to scatter it with false seeds which will grow and then considerably reduce its value, providing the error is not recognized and corrected in time. It is therefore very important for my word to be proclaimed from above time and again, because imperfect human beings will not leave anything unchanged. Hence they will always add human knowledge to a supremely perfect spiritual treasure as well. They will also intellectually move in the wrong direction and give explanations which no longer correspond to the truth. And these in turn can only ever be confronted by the pure truth, which flows from me directly to earth again when I consider it necessary to correct errors and to highlight the adversary's actions. And depending on the individual's desire for truth, he will also respond to it. He will accept pure truth if he genuinely wants it, or he will indifferently hold on to erroneous thoughts, but to his own disadvantage. Because as soon as shadows creep in, I will always bring lights and will therefore not cease to speak directly from above. Because people will not cease to let themselves be influenced by my adversary either and make changes to the spiritual truth which initially came from me myself. Time and again they will use their own thoughts, their intellectual reasoning, and this can be controlled by my adversary, so that error creeps into a spiritual truth which had originated from me. And for the sake of humanity's freedom of will, I do not prevent it, but I will always make sure that those who want truth shall also receive it again in its purest form. Hence you should never discard spiritual facts which had originated from me, but rather you should make sure they remain unaltered and compare them with my messages, which will come to you directly again. Because I know why I speak to you time after time, I know when it is necessary for me to intervene in order to clarify misconceptions which, if only slightly, will continue to result in new errors, and thus, since it originates from him, the adversary has to be fought. The human being himself will always reject error once his spirit is awake. But those who have not yet delved into spiritual knowledge to discern every error will accept it. And this is comparable to a well where the water, instead of quenching your thirst, causes you damage instead. Error originates from the adversary and can never result in a healing effect for the soul. However, if you can receive the living water directly from the source, you are protected from bad influence, then my word will come to you in all its strength and guarantee you purest truth, and then you can indeed believe everything because you truly cannot receive anything untrue from me. But you should always be watchful and realize that my adversary will use every opportunity to slip in wherever he can in order to confuse people. And even if he only succeeds in pushing people onto a different train of thought, causing them to make false assumptions which do not correspond to the truth and which thus result in darkness, as a development of thought which cannot be penetrated by light, then ask me myself for enlightenment, for clarification, and truly, I will do so because I want you to live in truth, for only truth is light, and only through truth can you become blessed. Amen.